League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I mean, I shouldn't laugh, but yes, Patty.
I've got the veed.
You've got the veed.
I've got the bloody COVID.
Oh, I mean, it's a good job you didn't get it last week when you were spaining in Spain.
Spain was really spaining at points last week, let me tell you that. If you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to last week's episode.
Yeah. I mean, some of your pictures, I was like, okay. I mean, I was pleased that Spain was spaining, but also it was slightly pissing me off.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Because England was being a dick when we were away.
Abso-bloody-lutely. There was one day, I think it was the day before you came home, it literally pissed it down all day.
Well, that day before I came home was like 29 degrees, bright sunshine all day.
Mm. Well, yeah. You know... The thing is, Pat, you're home, it's shit. You've now got the veed, it's shit.
Not only have I got the veed, I've got a period from hell. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, really, you've come back with quite a bang.
I've come back with a bang.
Oh dear, big yawns, tired.
And guys, I've still rocked up for this record, yeah?
Yeah. Because you're hardcore, that, Patty, you're hardcore.
I'm a consummate professional.
Consummate professional.
Yeah.
You really are, Pat. Yeah. And you do sound, I mean, you do sound rough, but you do sound kind of sexy.
Oh, do I? Mm, hi.
Yeah.
Welcome to Finding the Funny.
Yeah. Finding the Fanny.
With me, sexy Patty, with the sexy voice vibes.
Yeah, it is. It's quite sort of, you know.
Sensual.
Sensuals.
Sensual vibes.
Sensuals, yeah.
How was your week anyway?
Shit.
Oh, mate.
No. I mean, it was shit because I wasn't spaining in Spain.
No, Spain was not spaining for you.
But I do have to tell you this thing that happened whilst you're away, right? So on the Sunday, you know, you went on the like Friday, on the Sunday of that sort of weekend.
Yeah.
Mum and Dad were taking James's children to a trampoline park.
Oh, yes.
Right, okay. And they were just like, would you like to come? I was like, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to go and I'm actually going to have a jump around, which I was
going to bounce my buns off.
I'm going to bounce my buns off. Now,
yeah,
I kind of did it because I wanted to be kind of that cool auntie that throws herself in. But there was a bit of me that was a bit hesitant because I was like, oh, dear. Right.
I love a trampoline, see? I love a trampoline.
I do love it, but I also... know that I'm sometimes not the best with those sort of things.
Right. And then I'm quite good on a trampoline, weirdly.
Yeah, that is weird, actually.
Yeah, I can do like seat drops and shit. I'm quite good.
Can you do like flips and shit?
Yeah.
No.
I'm pretty good on a trampoline.
I would actually like to see that. Challenge Patty.
Challenge Patty.
So anyway, I was like, no, just go and do it, Andrew. It'd be great. So anyway, off I go, meet up with Mum and Dad. And our nieces and nephew, and we're all having a great time. Anyway, then James basically turns up to pick the kids up to take them home, right?
And everyone goes mental.
Well, yeah, of course. It was that one of those times where he's just like, you know, everyone's, you know, asking for photos and stuff, which is...
Losing their shit.
Which is, actually most people were very respectful, I found. Yes. Nice. I mean, lots of people asking, but very respectfully. And anyway... So I'm over the other side of the trampoline park when I see him arrive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'll go over and say hi. And then I think, Joe, I'm going to bounce my way over.
Oh, no, shit. Oh, my God.
I'm bouncing over.
Oh no.
And you know, like those trampoline parks, you've got like the trampoline, and then between each trampoline you've got like a hard section,
yeah,
haven't
you? Of course.
You? Mm, of course.
You can walk on, yeah.
That's right.
It's not just like one big trampoline, Ange.
No, well, no, of course. Anyway, so I'm bouncing from trampoline to trampoline. And then I like lose my rhythm.
Oh, that's annoying when that happens, actually. I know what you mean. You've got yourself into a like,
I know
what
I'm doing.
Hit the deck up. Hit the deck up.
Right.
And you move as you do it. You're like, come on, I'm in this rhythm now.
I was on it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, as I got nearer, I then started to lose my rhythm. And I ended up...
Did James see this?
So I ended up, instead of bouncing to the next trampoline, I jumped on the hard bit. And then literally just lost my balance.
Oh, no. Did you face plant?
Yes.
Amazing.
I literally face planted at his feet.
So was it on hard that you face planted?
No, well, it was kind of... Yeah, on the, you know, all the way round it, like, not the actual, it's
soft,
like sort of spongy,
yeah.
Sort of, yes.
Yeah, amazing.
But oh my gosh, I literally was like, what the hell have I just done?
That is hilarious.
And you know, when like he was literally like, hand over his mouth, like, but desperately
cracking
just
up.
Wanting to crack up, but yeah. Wanting to make sure I was okay. And I literally just went, well, that was quite an entrance.
Brilliant.
But then in the back of my mind, we're thinking, oh, shit, so many people will have seen that because they will have been looking at him.
Yeah.
And then I started worrying that maybe someone's videoed it and it's going to end up on some, you know, site and people are going to see me face planting at the local
Perhaps people thought, wow, she's a big fan.
Thought I was a fan, yeah.
She's actually fallen at his feet.
Yeah.
When it couldn't actually be further from the truth.
but oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
I just
kept all the rest of the day, I just kept having these like, you know, visions of my face plant and the way
really hope somebody's recording.
Really hope they haven't. I've honestly kept
really
thinking if something
have.
Comes up, I mean, it would have done by now, wouldn't it? If it was
I'm gonna put some feelers out,
so,
see if
yeah.
I can get it resurfaced.
So that was basically, that was my Sunday, just face planting. And I, other than that, I actually did really enjoy it. And surprisingly,
it's great fun.
My pelvic floor held up.
Yeah, it's great fun, those parts. Mm. Great fun. Angie, is the man in your life running into some stubble trouble?
Oh, constant stubble trouble, Pats.
Are you sick of him leaving disposable razors around the bathroom?
So absolutely sick of that.
Well, this week we've partnered with Manscaped yet again.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you this, the brand for below the waist is coming to save his beautiful face.
I actually cannot wait. Do you have this struggle with Marty?
Oh, I want Marty to get the brand new Handyman electric face shaver.
That is exactly what I want Ian to get as well, because it's really starting to get me down. All this, you know, stuff just that's everywhere, and I feel like I'm forever like cleaning up after him because he's so useless at doing it. And I think the thing is, Manscaped are absolutely coming to my rescue.
Well, it's designed to give his face that smooth and chiseled finish without the mess of a traditional shave.
Yeah.
Make sure Ian joins the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Head over to manscaped.com and use the code FINDING for 20% off and free shipping.
I am straight on that, Pats.
Straight on it.
Yes.
I think as well, the thing is the face is often the first thing that people see.
Oh, 100%.
They're looking for somebody who's clean,
yes.
Well put together.
I also think men have really gotten into the grooming world recently, haven't they? You know, they love a beard. They love a groomed beard. I love a groomed beard.
Yeah.
I cannot stand seeing a beard that's all dishevelled.
Well, you know what? This thing really is the star of the show.
It is.
It's cordless.
Yes, which is amazing.
It's got a rotary wheel that gives 20 hair cutting lengths, all in one guard.
And also, it is a high-tech piece of art.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, that's really what we're talking about. A high-tech piece of art in a travel-size package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor.
So, just one more time, you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code FINDING at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code FINDING. Time for him to hit the refresh button with the handyman. Now, I think you've got a bone to pick with me, haven't you?
I actually have. Yes, yeah. I'm pleased you've reminded me of the bone.
Mm.
Because it would appear, Patty, that in last week's episode, you said that we had this particular dickish questioning around skinny jeans.
Yes.
That you said was from Snedders.
Who's
one of our OG listeners, right?
Yes.
So Snedders is happily listening away. And then she's like, hang on, I didn't send that question in.
I know.
And it would appear you lost yourself, and it would appear you've given the wrong person here. So I think you have to publicly apologise to the OG who did send that in, because it was not Snedders. It was
Lucy.
So what do you need to say?
I'm so sorry, and Snedders, I think you're still in your skinny jean girl era, so apologies that I mocked you for that. That wasn't actually the bone that I thought you had.
Oh, is there another bone?
There was another...
Oh, I know the other bone.
Another boner that came in.
Yes. Yes, there is another boner.
Yeah.
Wow, you are really getting a lot of bones.
I'm getting boned
big,
a lot.
A big boning for you, Patty.
I'm getting big bones,
Yeah, this was another bone that came in.
Yeah.
From W. Claire W86.
W. Claire W86,
nice.
Shout out.
Yeah. So, she has said, Patty's avo on toast with piped avocado. Fancy or wanky? Discuss. Now... this, I'm so pleased W. Claire W86 has brought this, because I do have a problem with anything that's being piped that shouldn't be piped.
Anything?
The only thing you should be piping, in my opinion, is buttercream or icing and shit. People who are piping mashed potato and avocado. Why are you piping that shit?
The mashed potato piping is big, isn't it?
It is. And I don't like it.
I tell you what, that avo on toast, though, was absolutely sensational.
I know, but why are they piping it? It looks like mousse.
It's Espanol.
Well, I don't like it, and I do think it's quite... It puts me
wanky.
Off. Yeah, it puts me off.
Well, I got... When I put those stories up, I put up some stories of this cafe that we went to, which was absolutely beautiful, and lots of people were like, okay, this is wanky, Patty. This is getting wanky now. I had a lot of, like... Oh, tipping your coffee into your iced coffee.
Yeah,
making
that
it
was
bougie.
Wank as well.
Yeah, loads of people were like, this is getting wanky now.
It was, Paz.
It was very bougetastic.
Wanktastic is what it was. Nothing bougie.
Wanky,
there.
Bougie.
Yeah. You know, pouring your coffee and stirring it with a glass straw.
Oh, loads of people messaged me being like, right, that is wanky now.
Do you know what? I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased.
Why? Because these people think I'm a wanker.
Well, no, I'm just pleased that people also have the same thought process as me.
Yeah.
Look at it and go, that's completely and utterly dickish.
Yeah.
You with your iced coffee, you with your piped avo. Just no, shouldn't be happening. And on any level, I'm afraid, Pats.
I found a very funny, very British problem. They actually put this out yesterday for the Sunday vibes.
Right.
And it says, trying to act relaxed and interested in the Sunday lunch conversation whilst being acutely aware that there's not nearly enough gravy. That has happened so many times at Mum and Dad's house.
I knew you were
I've been sat there listening to Mal rabbit on about something that happened on LBC that week, going, keep eyeing, like literally side-eyeing the gravy dish, thinking, does Marks think that's enough for eight of us?
Why do they do that?
She's living in cloud cookie land, man. Yeah, LBC, Dad, yeah. Oh, my God. There's literally half a jug of gravy there. Joel will have that in one sitting.
Yes, well, I do. Like, I did a little roast yesterday, which was fun.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I do a pint and a half of gravy for four of us.
Absolutely, spot on.
Yeah, and there's always just enough at the bottom when you're like, oh, I'll have an extra potato.
Exactly.
A load of gravy on that. Marks and Mal, they give no thought to, firstly, the amount of gravy you want, and secondly, to your extra dippings.
Your extra dippings.
They do not give any thought to that. And I just need to say, this is just going back to my trampoline escapades, that I need to give a shout out to a lady called Kate, who, obviously, being there and James is there, everyone's like, you know, can I have a photo? Hi, James. Yeah, how are you? Yeah, this, that, and the other. Right. I'm just doing my own shit. I'm just bouncing around, falling over everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm coming down to this like one section. This lady sort of, she says, oh, I've just got to tell you. And I thought she's going to say, oh, are you James's sister? Yeah. Or, you know, I love your brother, all that.
Yeah.
She went, I just want to tell you that I love your podcast. Yes.
Kate.
And I was like, yes, Kate. I said, you're the only person here that said anything to me about it, because everything's about James.
Kate.
But I was like, thank you so much. And I was like, I will give you a shout out when we're back. So there we go. Kate, thank you so much for listening to our podcast and for telling me that whilst I was a sweaty mess.
Well, do you remember when that happened? We were out of this was back a few months ago now. We were out with James and mum and dad.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
We all got stopped and we assumed James was, and this woman was like, I love your sisters. Can I have a picture with you two? And James looked, well, we'll not go into what James looked like, but she stopped us purely for us two. So and she didn't even want a picture with him.
It was, honestly,
and
it was
that
amazing.
That is one of the best moments. I don't have kids. I think that's the best moment of my life.
Yeah, well, it's mine and I do have kids.
Ange.
Yes.
I have got a shitting tits for you.
Okay, come on, let's have it.
And it is holiday related.
Brilliant, brilliant.
The thing that I've noticed in the past week or so while I've been away that has really started to piss me off is when people in foreign countries try to speak the language but don't know it. So what you get is you walk into a restaurant. I'm not talking about when you shout and you talk slowly and you've got that like, we want a table for two. What I'm talking about is, hola, dos tableau, just go, look, they work in the hospitality sector in Spain.
Yeah.
They probably speak English. Why not try by saying hello and see what they say back? The amount of times, and when there was loads of us, it was like 15 of us when we went out for this. Tableau, many tableau? What? I went to McDonald's with a couple of mates. They're stood there trying to figure out what 46 is in Spanish. And, no, that's French. I was just counting in French then. What a prick. But they're stood there going, oh, what is 46?
Why did they want to know 46?
Because that was the number of our order. And I was like, just wait till 46 flashes up on the screen, guys. And they're stood there. She's like, one of them was like, I'll Google it. What is 46? They're going to call 46. Honestly, this, like, speaking half the language is so annoying. Dos Prosecco? And the guy's like, you want two Proseccos? Si. Muchas gracias, si. And he's like, okay. Si. And he's like, okay, I'll bring it over.
Thank you.
Looking at you like, what? Like, he gave us the menus. And Cassie was like, muchas gracias. I was like, thanks. He was like, you're welcome. He spoke really good English. Why are we trying to dick around with this, like,
I know. I do know.
Uno latte.
I do know what you mean, but I also do quite enjoy it.
You do it. It's dickish. Yeah. It's like, honestly, like a jug of sangria. Just say a jug of sangria.
Yeah, but do you not think that, like, they appreciate us trying? Or
no,
do you think
not,
we just get
not
on
when
nerves?
It's like dos tablos, hola, dos lattes, muchas gracias. Like, if you're going in and you can speak a good bit of Spanish,
go
for
it.
Absolutely go for it. If you're going to crumble after you've said dos and not know what table is, fucking give it a rest. Just go in and say table for two, two lattes, two piped avocado on toast. Make it as wanky as you can. Thank you very much. See you later.
Yeah.
The only thing I ever said in Spanish when I was away, because I like to say it and I know what it is la cuenta, por favor.
Yes, yes.
That,
la cuenta, think, por favor.
Or just la cuenta. And they're like, sí, la cuenta. La cuenta. Mm. If we're going into a restaurant, I am not dicking around with trying to say 15 people in Spanish.
Did you ever do, halfway through. Do you like the muchos gracias, though? Muchos gracias,
Yeah, I do. Like, I think please and thank you is nice. And, yes. You know, I think, but when you're going in trying to say a table for 15 and you haven't got a fucking, and they're looking at you like, oh my God, don't even try. Just come in and say, do you speak English? Yes.
Yeah.
Can we have a table for 15 then, please? Because you're, even if the person serving you doesn't, you're likely to have somebody in the restaurant in hospitality abroad who's got enough English to see them through.
Yeah. And will speak better English than we do.
Exactly.
Most of the time.
So stop with this like half Spanish, half English.
Did you tell these people at the time?
I told Cassie. Mm. Cassie got pissed off because Cassie used to live in Spain.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
So does she speak a lot of it then?
Well,
she thinks she does.
She said when I brought this up with her at that wanky cafe, I was like, by the way, I'm putting this in shit and tits. It's really getting on my nerves. She was like, well, you know, the thing is, I should be more confident because I can actually speak. And I'm like, do it then.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
Do it. When he comes over, and obviously she didn't because she's forgotten a lot of it. Fair enough. I think, perhaps not with Cassie, but I think a lot of Brits walk into restaurants abroad and panic.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Think, oh shit, I need to speak a fluent language. Oh my God. Mm. I know what two is. Dos. Shit, what's table? I don't know. Tablo? Tablo. And then they sort of make this weird face like they're frowning. They're like, dos, tablo. And the waiter or the waitress just goes, oh, table for two.
Yeah.
Si.
I do sometimes. Would you like to speak another language?
Oh, my God, I would love to. And I think the Brits are lazy. I think that, you know, I'm annoyed at myself because a couple of years ago in COVID, I got well into Duolingo.
Was it in Spanish? Duolingo Spanish?
Yeah, and I would have been able to speak a fair bit. I might pick it up again before we go next year.
Yeah, you mean you would really be able to come out there and give it
I'm
your all,
go for it.
You? Yeah, be quite...
It's when you get into your, like, masculines and feminines and all, like, Spanish is... Anyway, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try
get it. Get back into your Duolingos.
Because I don't want to be giving it dos
No.
Dos, you know.
And I do think there is something about trying.
Yeah, anyway, that was the thing that got on my shitting tits. People like half speaking the language.
Yeah, I do. I completely agree with you, Pats. And I'm actually pleased that you've brought that.
Thank you.
And I'm very much looking forward to Spanish Patty. Okay, so this week's Urban Pats is autobesity.
Autobesity?
Autobesity, all one word.
It's got to be to do with being fat.
Well, sort of yes, but also
when you
sort
just
of
go on autopilot and eat a load of shit.
No, but that would actually be quite a good one.
Yeah, when you're just like in the supermarket, that'll do. Get those 4 packets of Kit Kats, Matthew. Yeah, get those Milky Bar buttons as well.
Get that massive bag of crisps.
Yeah, also get that huge baguette. We'll have half each.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would be good if it was called autobesity, but it's actually
not. Would make sense. Mm. Oh.
Mm. Okay, do you want to know?
Yeah.
Okay, autobesity is the trend of vehicles growing larger and heavier as people want to drive oversized vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
They
like
don't
with,
really
like,
need.
Mega tyres,
mega trunks.
What is with that?
Right, this is what it says. Examples are people who buy 4-door pickup trucks to occasionally haul a bag of dirt from Home Depot, which must be like B&Q.
Yeah, Home Depot.
Or drive a large SUV to the bus stop because they're afraid to let their 2 children walk by themselves.
Yeah.
I see that guy drive his huge SUV every day to work by himself. He has never taken it off-roading. He just bought it because he has autobesity.
That is brilliant.
Isn't that a great one?
Because, right, so these, like, trucks, yeah?
Yeah.
That have come over from the States. This isn't a slagging off session of the States, because the States have got the space.
Exactly.
The States have got the freeways, they've got the highways.
Yeah, you've got your big wide roads, your open spaces.
I mean, you're in LA, you can drive one of those trucks at your heart's content.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If you live in Chalfont St. Peter, Mike... You don't need a monster truck.
You don't need an auto-obesity vehicle.
You could get away with a Fiat 500, quite frankly, Mike.
Absolutely. You could get away with some little sort of nippy little car. You do not need to be driving a great big fuck-off
truck. Do you know the
truck.
Other thing that annoys me in a similar sort of vein is when people have, like, I don't know, like a Mini or something, and they put... huge fucking alloys on it, and they like really beef it up. It's like, mate, you're driving
it's a
mini,
man. Yeah.
Like, come a mini on, they're
man.
A cool car.
Yeah,
they're a cool car.
Yeah, but you don't need to be doing that.
Why have you put 64-inch alloys on it?
Yeah,
it's not necessary.
I just think as well, this whole thing about, like, just driving big cars, it does.
Oh yeah,
you know, we've sort of touched on it going back a couple of years now, Pat.
Yeah,
you know, we talked about, you know, the women in the loungewear. Eating their avos, having a cough, you know, getting
That's
into
right.
their great big auto-obesity vehicles.
Their
to
Chelsea
go
tractors.
2 minutes down the road to pick up Sarah from her dance class.
Mm.
You know, just doesn't need to be happening.
But I think the monster truck thing is worse in
a way. Yeah. What, like your really big, like, trucks.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, it's sort of like a... status thing, isn't it? It's like, look at my big truck. Mm. Do you know what gets on my tits? Mm. And I think we've done this before, but it's in a similar vein.
Yeah.
People who put loud exhausts on their car.
Oh, I hate all that stuff.
Scares the living daylights out of
me,
man. Fucking makes me jump out of my skin.
Yeah, me too. When they come
Sounds like somebody's
by.
Throwing a bomb.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, God, what was that? Oh, no, it's just John in his Subaru two doors down. In his Subaru Impreza. God, someone's having a midlife crisis. All right, John. But yeah, no, auto obesity, that is really good.
So actually, from now on, whenever I see those things, that's it.
He's got a touch of the auto obesity.
Yeah. But I actually think your idea was good as well, Pats.
Yeah. Mm. Auto obesity, like when you go into just auto
complete
drive.
Complete overdrive.
You just eat shit.
Yeah.
I had that a bit over the weekend because I was due on.
Yeah. Did you
and
just
I
eat a
really
load of
hungry.
Auto-obesity
shit? I was just like, yeah, order that, yeah, get, yeah, bring that, yeah, yeah, get that, yeah, yeah.
But you
oh,
do
yeah, I'll have
tend
half
to.
A baguette.
Like, when you are due on, that, like, week before or the weekend.
You get so hungry.
Honestly, you just want it. You just want to eat all the shit.
Auto-obesity.
You just go into auto-obesity pilot.
Big time.
Big time.
I'll have half a baguette at lunchtime and then a massive meal in the evening.
Yeah,
sure.
And then
not?
I'll have the other half of the baguette just before I go to bed.
Yeah. And then I'll have some toast.
With shit tons of butter on it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Andrew, I don't have any more in me, I'm afraid. I really have
That's
got
fine.
To
That's
get,
fine,
get
mate.
Off. Get off the call.
Get yourself a kip.
Go and have a sleep.
Yeah.
Get some paracetamols down me.
You've got to do it, mate. You've got to.
I've got to do it. I've got
you
to
have,
do it.
You
Remember,
have.
There's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Andrew on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon. Andrew's at Andrew Gordon.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. We hope you've enjoyed this episode, and Andrew and I will be back, hopefully with me being COVID-free,
yes,
next week, helping you to find more of the funny.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.